Thanks very much for coming. This is the last poem, Winter Drought. There was a drought in Princeton, in New Jersey, where I lived, and during the winter last year, and it was a drought in the wintertime dries the land every bit as much as one in the summer. Winter Drought for PK, 1957 to 1977. First you cut your wrists and throat, then after they had sewn you up, after 3 months of hospitals and talk, after those who loved you cried themselves out, and their faces change to sculptures of mistrust in the early light, in the breakfast nook, as you told them each day point blank how you felt about this life. After they could no longer answer or look up, and coffee steam between wove a curtain of mist, you stole your father's car and drove it to the bridge across the bay near Jamestown, where the police found it 3 days before they found your body bloated and frozen. How could anyone so young want to die so much, we asked, thinking loneliness tightens its death grip gradually with age. And we felt much older and lonelier ourselves for a few days before this terrible image you made of yourself began to fade and leave even your closest friends content enough in that vast part of life where your absence was not noticed because you had never been admitted. Such were the limits of intimacy you railed against, fueled by too much whiskey one evening after a reading in a crummy Cambridge bar to an uncomfortable group of 10. You stood at those fences and screamed, and we heard you and could do nothing. Now it has been years, though even then you were nearly nothing to me, a friend of a friend, a pushy kid who loved poetry, one more young man alone in his distress. Last week, when I went out to where I sometimes walk, across a field of chopped stalks, yellowed and dried by months of snowless winter, you rose suddenly from the undercurrents of memory, dredged in a steel net, and I was there where I never was, amidst boat noise and ocean stink, your corpse twisting as if hurt as the net broke the surface, then riding toward me, motionless, pale blue against the waters black. And I think I've seen you every day since, like this sometimes, or the few times we met, or the moment you balanced on the iced iron railing and jumped. Maybe your suicide was the death you were born with, and you suffered no more or less than the rest of us. But such rage for pain must give an immaculate clarity to things, like the cold sunlight that shows this field for what it is, dust and splintered stalks about to become dust, shining nonetheless.